Corporation. For over 50 years, the revolutionary force in sports entertainment.
Yes, sir, we promised you a great...
Gorgeous, George.
Here Pretty Blassie, the maker of...
Andre, the Giant.
WrestleMania.
Everyone has a
place. Ladies and gentlemen, it is electric.
WrestleMania.
You are fucking...
Welcome to the No Disqualifications Podcast. Once again, we have a current pay-per-view. As in current, it finished 2.5 minutes ago.
Yes.
We're talking Money in the Bank 2022, hailing from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes, the Las Vegas, Nevada. Originally, you're supposed to be held at Allegiant Stadium where the Raiders play, but the Raiders suck, so they decided to give it back to them. So we're at the MGM Grand, baby.
They said, yeah, get the guy out of this little shitty stadium with a shitty team, little shitty ass players, and kill people with their cars. But nonetheless, I said, we can't do this anymore. So they moved it to the MGM Grand because we know that nothing bad's ever happened in MGM Grand, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Probably Tyson ripping someone's face off or
Floyd Mayweather beating Manny Pacquiao. I mean, no, usual, just stuff that happens over and over and
normal
over.
Normal Vegas stuff.
Yeah, normal Vegas stuff. Tupac
and up. And just like Vegas, the show was a gamble.
Yep.
And
pretty good card.
We were doing pretty good in the beginning. Our chips were in. We're doing well. And just like in Vegas style, we got fucked in the end. So let's go ahead and get into the show. You ready?
Let's get into it, baby.
We got the Women's Money in the Bank. All right, let's run through who we got in this card. We got Asuka.
Yes.
Rightfully so. Mm-hmm. Becky Lynch.
Yep.
Rightfully so. Rodriguez.
Say that six times.
Yeah, before we get into the details of the match, let's run through, when we do the Money in the Bank matches, let's run through each participant.
Yeah.
And we'll kind of just say how we thought they did. Mm-hmm. Some of these people, there's a lot of first timers.
Yep.
And then we'll go to the details. So Asuka, I think Asuka did fine.
Yeah.
Her and Becky are the veterans.
Yeah, seasoned veterans. Yeah,
I think they both did fine.
They're keeping the match pace, you know, keeping everybody safe, you know, shit like that. So
calling spots and everything. I think Becky had higher spots than Asuka, but I think Asuka kept everything going.
Yeah,
she was controlling the pace of the match. Raquel Rodriguez.
She's the Ryback of this match. She just, you know, she's here for the muscle. She comes out. Flex her fucking, what you got, shoulder blades.
She's a damn lat spread. Hey, Raven gimmick. You're back. Oh, Vince, what am I supposed to do with my back?
Lay on it. No, I'm just kidding.
Here's $100,000. Tell me what you can do with your back. Not a little shitty ass.
Flexes her back biceps
and smiles. That's your gimmick. I smile. I'm big. My last name is Rodriguez. I can flex my back. Shotzi, you know,
she did okay. You know, first,
all right, sports.
She all right.
Well, Ashley Urbanski did all right. Lacey Evans,
to be
is there someone else we could have given this spot to?
I mean, the people that's not there anymore, but you know,
she walked up on the damn ladder and said, oh, put her hand over her eyes. Oh, looking for my competition.
I don't like the new Lacey gimmick.
She was supposed to be her face. She started climbing the ladder going, boo.
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 You suck.
This guy stinks. Like, it was poo salad.
Me, personally, I love Lacey Evans. But the new gimmick,
I'm not a fan
of it. Yeah.
She very kind. Offered her some food. She wasn't down with it. Alexa Bliss.
I feel like she's going the wrong way with the whole, you know, puppet where Bray Wyatt theme was, and they're still hanging that over her head. Let that go. Give us the old Alexa Bliss, the one that we actually loved. We don't. I will speak for Adrian. I don't love Liv Morgan. I love Alexa Bliss. I'm getting this vibe that they're giving. They had Alexa Bliss. They're throwing her on Liv Morgan. They're forcing it on the WWE Universe. I don't like it. Liv Morgan is a okay wrestler. She don't have the ring presence. Asuka. Bailey, Sasha, Becky, you know what I'm saying? Alexa Bliss, you know what I'm saying? Damn.
I agree with you. I 100% agree with you because in the beginning, I liked Liv Morgan. I thought she was something different to kind of put out there. Alexa was either A, gone, or she was like possessed Alexa Bliss. So yeah, they put her out there and I was starting to enjoy her, but it's so weird. how, and like, I, you know, we're not a political podcast. We don't talk about social issues. We don't get too deep into
uteruses
or anything like that. Yeah, we don't talk about those things. But what we'll talk about is how weird wrestling fans can be, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's almost like they fetishize
Liv Morgan
because they
have a pretty face.
They're so attracted to her, no matter what. They're like, oh yeah, Liv Morgan. She has to get this championship. Why doesn't she have enough opportunities? She had two Raw Women's Championship matches, and she's been putting quite a few feuds, but people just can't get enough of her. So she's getting to the point where she's pushed down everyone's throat, and all the neckbeards on the internet are losing, they're creaming their shorts because, oh, Liv Morgan's on TV. She winks at the camera and she sits on the middle rope and bounces on the rope, and I wish that was me. Like, there's such a bunch of horny little cucks that they're willing to just be like, oh, this person is an opportunity. This person is an opportunity. We want Liv Morgan. I'm not saying she's not talented.
Right.
Obviously, she's where she is, but the fuck?
You don't got to force feed it to us, Vince, you sack of shit. You remember, I'm going to take you way back, just way back. We're getting off track, but I'm just going to take you way back. What's her name? Candice Michelle.
Candice Michelle, she could not wrestle worth a shit.
Worth a fuck, but she's a Playboy Bunny, ECW striptease, Tuesday night main event. What's the one with the red hair?
Christy Hemme.
No, she's god awful. I rather have freaking Ashley than Christy Hemme. Rip. But the one with the red hair, fucking All Red Everything. Fucking
Eva Marie.
Yeah, Eva Marie. Can't wrestle licks. Remind me of freaking Tori Wilson. She comes out, stands behind the curtain, fully unnaked, however your preference is. Comes out, walks down. Flashes your tits, turn around.
That's. I mean, what can Kelly Kelly do as a finishing move? I would like to know.
What was it, a Bronco Buster?
Yeah, Bronco Buster. What can Eva Marie do? She did the sliced bread. That was impressive. She did a little Brian Kendrick gimmick. She did that.
I've never seen her do it.
And then show her titties.
I've never seen her
do it. I remember watching. People talk about those moments where you're watching with your family, and like it's all like, okay. For instance, we'll get back to the match, damn it. But this is our podcast. We're going to tell you about our lives. So just, what was it, yesterday?
Yeah.
Yesterday, when we were at Tay's house, we're watching wrestling. We're watching SmackDown. Out of any moment for the family to be gathered in the room, it's Max Dupree's male model bullshit. His mom sits there and says, I thought y'all were watching wrestling. While fucking Mansoor, known as Mansoir, comes out.
Mace.
And you got fucking Pat McAfee over here. You're saying, we're all titillated. I'm titillated. You're titillated. We're all titillated. And you got Max Dupree saying he's wearing a svelte pair of pants. And look at those calf muscles. I've had the same moment when I was watching wrestling with a significant person at the time. And Eva Marie comes out. And the match is about to start. And her titties just come out.
He's titillating all over
the place. And then the match was over. She's holding them together. She's like, oh, yeah, you can't get in the ring. And, the other person looks over at me. You watch this shit?
And I'm like,
but let's get to the match. So the point is, we feel like Liv Morgan is being shoved down our throats.
Yes.
Non-consensually. Asuka and Becky are firing off at the beginning of the match. Everyone else is going to get a ladder while they're fighting.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those spots where Asuka shines. She clears out the ring from Raquel, hits her with a hip attack, which is always like she looks really good doing that. And this isn't just me being a freak. Like she looks good doing the running the rope, catching herself and knocking the other person off the apron. And then here's a spot here. So, Asuka bulldogs Liv on the ladder.
Yes.
And bulldogs Becky on the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Raquel gets rid of her and then tries to deadlift the ladder, which is, I guess, a squat deadlift, whatever.
Yes.
Lift the ladder up with both the ladies on top of it as it's laying down. But she doesn't go in the middle of the ladder. She goes to one side and lifts it up the side with Becky on it.
It was like a fucking seesaw.
And then just incompetent gave up.
Fuck. You didn't read your fucking cue cards at the beginning of the fucking pay-per-view?
For someone that loves working out their back and ladding all the damn time, you can't do a damn deadlift. Doesn't get the bar even. And then just drops Becky. picks up the ladder and she's like, and then drops it. The shit was that.
She'll be on Boston Man when they get time to edit and all that stuff. So you heard it here first.
Just she'll be on the thank you for your service future endeavors list sooner or later. Shitty ass.
Yeah, she's probably getting waived.
Raquel Gonzalez, go control your narrative with your husband Braun Strowman. That's bullshit. Whose new name is Titan. So I
figure. Fucking
he went from Braun Strowman
to Brodus Clay
to Titan. My name is Titan.
Damn it.
Nonetheless, Shotzi hits a crossbody off the bridge ladder in the corner. Mm-hmm. From there, corner ladder spots are just
botched really heavily. They pin Raquel in the corner because she's the muscle woman of the match. And then they're just freaking Lacey gets laid on the ladder. Fucking Asuka gets laid on the ladder. Freaking, good God, Shotzi's laid on the ladder. And Becky Lynch just does a springboard leg drop on Asuka and it affects nobody else but Asuka. And Liv Morgan comes out of sky fucking blue, hits Becky Lynch with a flying senton.
And before that, Shotzi tries to do like a running, like jump up, a DDT onto that ladder to Raquel.
Yeah.
But like her foot just goes through one and she like stumbles. And
this match is pretty botched. It's at least four botches in this match.
Fucking four botches in that one spot.
In a 16 minute match. Get four fuck-ups. Now, is it that bad? I mean, they're all human. We can pull the human card. But they're still professionals. You get what I'm saying? You are the new women's revolution. You should not be doing shit like this. Now, granted, Bayley's out. Ronda's not in this match. Sasha walked. Naomi walked. Have some fucking professionalism, women. God damn it. You're in Money in the Bank. Damn it. Don't get no better than this, okay? This is a free title shot here we're talking about. Free title shot. Damn.
Some bullshit. What are we doing with our lives? What are we doing? This is 16 minutes and 35 seconds of a whole lot of what the hells and why. Liv hits a sunset flip over Raquel.
At the top of the ladder, pretty dope.
Onto Lacey, which
best spot
great.
Of that freaking match.
There's this botched Bliss and Shotzi Blackheart spot. I wish I could remember. There were just so many of them. But it was shitty. I remember being shitty. Shotzi redeems herself. She goes to hit the ball pit, which is a top rope senton. She goes for it to hit Lynch on the ladder. Lynch moves. She cracks the back of her head on that bitch.
Yeah.
It looked brutal. Asuka's laid across the bridge ladder on the outside. Lynch goes for the leg drop and just goes ass right onto Asuka. The ladder doesn't break. Mm. I don't know if it's supposed to break. We had no ladders breaking tonight.
Nope.
Liv gets in a little confrontation with Lynch, ends up winning and gets the briefcase in the match. I gave 2.5 bells.
Yes, 2.5 from me as well. As you can tell from our pod, we're very, very unimpressed this match. So, hence the 2.5. Next up, we got the United States Championship versus Theory. I don't know why they dropped the Austin. I think it's Bobby Lashley, former WWE champion, you know.
The Almighty.
He's dropped, but not that far.
No.
He took away. I won't say took away. What'd you say? How'd you say this? God damn it. Like Laszlo. Shit. He separated himself.
From the Hurt Business.
From the Hurt Business, you know. He didn't need the MVP anymore.
He had to go his own way.
Beat Omos.
Beat Omos twice, you know, and then he
went pretty good for himself.
He had a WrestleMania match. And
now he's fighting Theory for the United States Championship. At first, they have a little pissing contest. Pretty good reversals back and forth. Lashley tries to spear Theory. Theory playing mind games with him. Said, nah, big fella. You're on my pace here. Big spine buster. Theory takes off. Theory gets a little bit of offense, but Bobby saves the botch from Theory because, you know, he's a young buck. He tries to F5 him into the ring post.
Oh, I think Theory probably overjumped that one a little bit, and Bobby had to make up for it, but it shows how strong he is. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much Theory waves, but he got that bitch up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Theory rolls through, gets caught in midair for a dominator. Theory hits a spear, hence the move there right there. Hits a spear on Lashley for the two count.
And it was a good spear. He did the roll through, too, when he hit the spear, much like Moose.
Got up, tried to attempt the A-Town down, got a little too cocky. Lashley reversed it, put him in a hurt lock, master lock, however you want to put it. Tapped his bitch ass out. Good and clean.
And your new United States champion, Bobby Lashley.
Thank you. I give 3.5.
3.5 bells. I like Lashley. Good championship. You know, he should be contending for heavyweight championships. He's fucking 285 pounds. But it is what it is. A belt is a belt.
I think Bobby elevates this title. And, you know, we'll obviously see what happens with Theory later
on. Yeah, get some more prestige to it. Bobby hasn't had that title in what? 20 years, 15 years?
Who was it? It was recently. He beat somebody for it probably in the past 5 years. Maybe Finn?
Was it Finn Balor?
He beat one little shitty bitch for it. I'll figure that one out. But go ahead. What were your thoughts about this match?
It was pretty dope. I really thought Theory would win this match, you know, considering, you know, the hype around him and Cena. So every wrestling fan is assuming that he would get, you know, his match with Cena at SummerSlam. Cena takes the United States title, gives it back to, you know, prestige on that belt.
Go ahead and elevate
it. Yeah, put his touch on it. Put the little spinny belt back on it. But, yeah, Lashley surprised the shit. I mean, I was in awe when Lashley really pinned. You can ask, you know, I was in awe. I didn't expect Lashley to win at all. You know, Theory being Vince's guy and all. So, yeah. And I liked it. Shit, bitch. 3.5.
Bobby Lashley, actually, he beat Apollo Crews. So, black and white violence. Nonetheless, I give it, 3.5 and 11 minutes and 5 second match. Mm-hmm. It was solid for what it was, and honestly, exceeded my expectations. Out of all the matches on this card, this was probably one of my least likely. I thought we were going to be good.
Most definitely.
I was surprised for sure. Next, for the Raw Women's Championship, we have Bianca Belair versus a replacement. Mm-hmm. Originally supposed to be Rhea Ripley, but she got her teeth all messed up and got concussion. So
yeah, she's gonna come back with veneers and shit, looking like
Roman Reigns, damn mega teeth. against Carmella for the Raw Women's Championship in a match that went 7 minutes and 10 seconds. Carmella is really running away from Bianca for the most of the match. Bianca keeps teasing her, smacking her ass. Shout out to Knoxville because
we smack our asses down here.
That's what we do. That's what we do. That's what we do. The AC Five. You drop a dime, we pick it up. We smack that ass. Bianca gets the Hurricanrana and then drops her into backbreaker. So that was a good power spot there. Like I said, Carmella goes for that Hurricanrana, spins her in the backbreaker. Mello uses the cheap shot to get the quick advantage. Bianca does her squat suplex and then the 10 count in the corner. A few little back and forths until Bianca gets pissed off. Mm-hmm. She's done playing with her food. She hits the KOD for the win to retain her championship. But afterwards, Carmella's pissed off and just attacks her in the corner, hits her a little bit and rolls out. I think they only use that to make us think that there's going to be a cash-in. Mm-hmm. So, like, after that didn't happen, we're like, okay, there's no cash-ins.
Right.
And then, you know, that's – but they'll probably have a match tomorrow night on Raw.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The 4th of July edition of Raw. So
I will say this before we get into the bell. This match obviously sucked. On Carmella's end, not Bianca. Bianca, we love you. I said this a lot of times in the match. Bianca is carrying Carmella through this match. And if it wasn't for freaking Corey Graves doing commentary, this would get 0 bells for me because I understand he's just her husband and all that good stuff. He's going to amp up Carmella and all this. But, God, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Dude, horny Graves, bro.
I don't want to see no more Carmella. I don't want to see no more freaking Raquel Rodriguez. I don't want to see Lacey Evans right now until she gets her game back. I don't want to see who's the other one.
Bailey.
No, we miss Bailey. We love Bailey here at No DQ.
Oh, so you don't want to see
Shotzi. Shotzi needs to go back to NXT and then come back. But for as this moment right now, July 3rd, 4th of July week in 2022, I want to see Ronda Rousey. I want to see Bianca Belair. Vince, damn it, you bring Sasha back. Damn it, you bring Naomi back. Get Bailey back as soon as possible.
We need that.
Becky Lynch, Asuka. I don't want to see no more piss poor NXT women that you bring up too fast. They can't freaking give me a 3-ring, 3-bell match. God damn it.
We will be covering, however, the NXT Great American Bash, which has Toxic Attraction versus Cora Jade and Roxy.
Yes, I would try to lower Roxy. My expectations.
So, son of a bitch, I don't know. They need these women need more time, and it's so sad because Carmella has been on the main roster since 2014. Damn it, mm-hmm. and she still delivers piss poor matches. The last time I saw her have a good match, I think this podcast gave over a damn two, was against Sasha Banks back at like Elimination Chamber in 2020 when we were in pandemic mode. Yeah. So she didn't have a crowd to be shitty for. She gave at least, I think, a 2.5 to a 3, but this needs to change. Mm-hmm. Give Bianca viable contenders. I hear Carmella is a sweet person. Good for her. Go to Performance Center. Learn how to do more moves than a damn head scissors and a shitty little super kick. All right? You got a shitty little super kick. You got a shitty little head scissors.
I gave the match a 2.
You shit for scissors and you shit for head.
Probably 1.5, depending on my mood. I gave it a 2.
I gave it a 2 as well. Next, though, we kick it up a notch. For the unified tag team titles, the Street Profits versus the Usos.
Because here at NoDQ, we're the ones, and you're the Usos.
Boom up. Yes, sir. Man, there's so many things to touch on in this match. I had a whole lot of notes, but I think we should just take this from the heart. Mm-hmm. This was one of, in my opinion, greatest tag team matches I've seen at least in the past 10 years.
Yeah, it was pretty dope. It's up there. It's up there.
That includes going back in the archives when we do the podcast. This was a fantastic tag match.
Oh, yeah.
Montez Ford is a star. Dawkins, yes. I think he's a star,
he's
too.
He's growing. Yeah, he's growing.
They're going to screw him somehow, and they're going to send him to NXT to fucking job out to
fucking Braun Breaker or something.
Something like that. But I think he's great. And then, of course, Uso, you got main event Jey Uso. Mm-hmm. And then you got
DUI Jimmy.
Yeah, you got D'Uso. driving intoxicated Uso.
He's about to go do it right now. He's in Las Vegas. He's renting that freaking Lamborghini. He's about to go out there.
You got the old fucking Jeff Uso over here. Jimmy Hardy. Head ass.
Jimmy Hardy is his new name. Oh, shit.
Swanton Uso over here. But nonetheless, they told a great story of a more aggressive Street Profits.
Yes,
I'm loving it. Arrogant Usos. They were so arrogant. Mm-hmm. And Usos isolating Dawkins for a while.
Yeah.
And then isolating Ford for a while. And then when the Ford and Dawkins get to take off,
it comes right back down.
Dawkins hits his combo. You're used to Ford being what Dawkins he hits a Tope Suicido. Throws Jimmy in, hits his spinning splash in the corner, gets him in a suplex. No, it's a neck breaker position.
Yeah, neck breaker.
Jump, spin, spin, neck breaker.
Yeah.
Double under neck breaker on him, and then he's running wild. They hit the top rope blockbuster.
I thought that was it right there.
There's like one, two, and then he kicks out. Crowds pop for crazy. They were, this is awesome chance. Fight forever chance. Holy shit chance. Uso chance, Profit chance. It was insane. Michael Cole and Pat McAfee are just orgasming at the table over here.
Oh, yeah, especially at
McAfee. Corey Graves losing his shit. It was fantastic, and it keeps getting better and better. You got double super kick to Montez.
Twice.
Then they go for the pin. Montez kicks out. Angelo Dawkins on the outside. Double super kick to him. They're cutting the ring off over and over and over again. Ford hits his frog splash. Mm-hmm. They go outside. They both stand up. Both teams look at each other, and they're just hauling off left and right, left and right. Dawkins gets sent over the barricade. Ford's back in there. He gets hit with the 1D. 1, 2, 3. Immediately after the match, so he gets up. He's like, oh, hell no, my shoulder was up. And they show that his shoulder was up, so the story will live on, hopefully, in a 2 out of 3 falls match at SummerSlam. Damn it.
In Nashville, Tennessee, which me and Adrian would be attending. Oh, and yes, last.
Nonetheless, man, I cannot speak any more highly of this match. This and some neckbeards would be pissed off at me, I'm sure, damn it. This is better than AEW tag match I've seen in a while.
Oh, yeah.
And the Impact tag match I've seen in a while, damn it.
Oh, yeah.
This was, and people say, well, Vince doesn't know how to do tag team wrestling. I'll double check it. They had the second longest match of the night.
Yep.
And it was in the middle of the card for some undisputed tag titles.
Speaks
23
volume.
Minutes.
Speaks volume.
Told a story, set up for another match. Every person in this match, maybe not Jimmy, all looked like stars.
And I sat up that whole 23 minutes. It wasn't a, oh, when was it in? Or, oh, this is boring. That was the best, one of the best 23 minutes in WWE history. One of the best tag matches in WWE history. Both those guys, well, all four of those guys, need their flowers for this one. Now, I don't know about calling the Usos the greatest tag team ever. I mean, I understand that's the thing right now. But they earned their keep. With that match right there, they earned the keep. Like you said, Usos are getting cocky. None are Trump Chief. By hell. They had a tag time for 40 fucking a trillion days.
Something like that.
Street Profits are hungry. They're getting aggressive. Maybe a little too cocky. You seen Montrez get the Montrez get the little DX chop.
They're going
throughout the match. It's going back and forth.
He hit him with that sucky heat and he popped and tried to go over the top rope and
man.
Uso laid that shit in right to his jaw.
It was a great match. I wish the Street Profits would have won. But damn it, the better team won, like you said, they isolated him. Cobb half the ring. Every time the Street Profits had a big spot, Jimmy right there cut off. Bam, Jay right there cut it off. It was a good tag team match. I loved it. I titillated over it.
Titillation was just that maximum titillation.
I've been thinking about giving this the 4, but damn it, for the case of the pod, I'm going to give it a 5. 5.
Welcome to the 5-Bell Hall of Fame, baby. One of the greatest tag team matches in the past 10 years.
It was dope.
I may shudder to say in history, I would put this in my humble, humble black opinion.
It was dope. It was dope. It was
in
better.
My top 25 tag team matches of all time.
It was better than any recent New Day match. I'm a fan of New Day. It was better than any recent Viking Raider, Alpha Academy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Freaking, you meant the new and vicious Viking Raiders.
Yeah, those cucks. Freaking, I lost my train of thought now. Any Bullet Club, Gallows and Anderson, any freaking Wyatt family, any Shield.
It was fantastic.
This match was damn top tier. Yo, one young tag team coming up and one tag team showing them, hey, you ain't ready yet. We're still the ones. And damn it, they proved it.
And we were talking about this as far as age. I mean, you look at the Usos and they're 36.
Mm-hmm.
They're 36. They debuted in the WWE. I want to get an exact date on this. They debuted in, it says 2009 is when they started wrestling. They debuted in WWE main roster in 2010. 12 years ago, they were 24 years old.
12 years ago, you know what we were?
I was 10 years old. I was 11 years old, damn it, wrestling on a trampoline in East Knoxville.
They was coming out with freaking face paint, smacking the legs, doing the Hakuna Matata.
And that's what we were doing, playing WWE 2K13, 2K14, and 2K15, hitting the Haka, of course, Hooligan Squad, until we die.
Came a long way, Usos. Came a long way.
I mean, they're 36 now. It took them 36 years. Now, of course, they've been not 36 years, 12 years. They've been there for a while. I mean, as far as being top tier, but it's been a good amount of time. Mm. You just think about the fact that they debuted 12 years ago, and now they are where they're at now. And then you got the Street Profits, who. They debuted on the main roster in 2016.
Yep.
And sorry, I was reading something that said that they're no longer a tag team, but that's just some cuck on Wikipedia changing things.
Oh, shit.
But nonetheless, it's all about time.
Mm-hmm.
And sooner or later, Street Profits are going to be the vets.
Oh, yeah.
They're saying, hey, Grizzly Young Vets, hey, Creed Brothers, you haven't arrived yet.
All right.
Where the Street Profits, profits are up, we want the smoke, bitch.
Oh, yeah. It's coming. It happens. Like I said, it's coming, man. We had the space of the Dudleys, the Hardys, knew they had their run. You know what I'm saying? It's Usos' turn. So, yeah, like you said, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
It's all a process. It's all a circle of tag team wrestling life.
Evolution. It happens.
We believe the mat is sacred. Honor is real. And everything is discussed under pure rules. My name is Ryan, one half of the Wrestling Purists Podcast. We review all things wrestling and don't pull any punches. We do an episode every Sunday where we go back and watch a pre-2020s pay-per-view and then talk about it in the segment we call the Retro Review. I also do an episode every Friday morning in our WIN series. WIN just stands for Weekend News. It gives me an opportunity to freely shoot on 10 news topics from the past week. I also do pay-per-view predictions and reactions to large breaking news stories like Tony Khan being the new owner of Ring of Honor Wrestling. You can find us on all major podcast streaming platforms. Check out our Twitter page at the WP underscore pod. That's THEWP underscore POD for all updates. Our pinned tweet has other links as well, like our merch store and how to support our show directly. Remember, whether you agree with us or not, we're right, because we are the wrestling purists.
And our next match for the SmackDown Women's Championship, Ronda Rousey. Natalya. The Battle of Boobs and Bronze, I guess. I don't know, dude. This match sucked. Chain wrestling for 15 minutes of a match. And then Natalya's in the sharp. Ronda puts Natalya in the sharpshooter. It hits the Shawn Michaels pose. If she hadn't done that, damn, I would have thrown my damn controller through the TV.
Yeah.
Natalya hit with a sharpshooter on the apron. Ronda tries running away. This was actually kind of cool. Ronda tries running away from the sharpshooter off the apron, and Natalya like readjusts and puts her back on the apron.
Smacks the head of her fucking ring post.
Yeah, damn near dies. And then Natalya is choked out with a little shit, little triangle choke. That's it. Ronda's knee is bad. You have a shit little knee.
Yeah.
And Natalya's shitty. Sucks.
That was a nice rack.
And still, SmackDown Women's Champion, Ronda Rousey.
I give it a 1.5.
I gave it a 2.
Yeah.
I just gave it for the HBK pose. It was shit.
Yeah, that was the best spot of the whole.
You want us to
care
about
match.
Women's wrestling? Give us more than this. You give us a subpar Money in the Bank match. You give us a subpar Raw Women's Championship match. And you give us a below subpar ass cake fucking Natalya versus Ronda Rousey
cake match.
The fucking, oh my gosh, it sucks. It was so bad. Ronda's bum ass leg the entire time. Oh, I don't know if I can walk. And then proceeds to walk in a move and on her leg. And she smiles while she's doing it. Can these women not smile when they put moves on each other?
Especially them two. They got that bad.
Natalya. Just smiling. Bad. Every time Natalya puts a move on her, she goes, bitch.
Here's
a slap, bitch. This match is for bitch. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Oh my goodness, it sucked.
You were the last graduate from the Heart Dungeon. What is this?
You didn't learn shit.
Ronda Rousey, I don't know all your credentials, but I'm pretty sure you have like a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Mm-hmm. What is this?
Fighting Misha Tate?
Amanda Nunes kick your damn head in too many times?
Damn.
Can't remember the steps? Go and have another kid. Go. Be gone. By the way, your pride year? It's July 2nd, dumbass. Too little, too late. You're a day late and a dollar short. You didn't even do the traditional pride setup. You did purple, green, and fucking pink.
Pink, yellow, white.
The hell are you? A Ninja Turtle? Patrick Starr? The Incredible Hulk? Fuck out of here. Natalya coming out here, titties all out, and wearing cat glasses.
This freaking laptop has a fatter back than Natalya.
What is this? This is bullshit. And you know what? The match was over. I said, all right, things are all right. We're cool. We're cool. We're done.
Deal.
We're gonna finally get over to our men's Money Bank. I'm happy. And then we hear... Where fucking
Liv Morgan,
Jack in the Box music plays, and Liv Morgan comes out.
Cash is in,
and this is a shitty little. It's a little shitty on top of a little shitty here. She gets put, so she goes and kicks her right away
because
she hasn't watched Ronda Rousey put this ankle lock in the entire time. So she kicks her right away, and as a CM Pulse would say, of course, from a DPW and YouTube fame, he would say it's Kurt Angle when he puts those strap downs and has an ankle. I got your ass for 7 minutes. Well, obviously not. Because even with Ronda Rousey locking it in, she doesn't.
She doesn't.
Fully lock it in. And then Liv gets a shitty little roll up, a little fruit roll up.
Yeah, kicks on her knee.
And is your new SmackDown Women's Champion. I give it 2.5. I give it a half more than the Natalya match. Because at least, it was over and done with within 35 seconds.
Yeah, I give it 2, Bill. That was just shitty. I didn't like the way to end of it. At least hit your finishing move. Like, isn't that the fucking key here? That the name of the game not going and went on a fucking roll up. Ronda Rousey was standing. She wasn't there late, fighting her back, waiting to get impregnated. She's fucking standing. She just retained her title. You go in there and get put in an angle lock. You reverse that up. You kick her in her bad knee. Went on a roll up. Now, no DQ fans. It's Tay here. How you doing? If that doesn't tell you about your future SmackDown Women's Champion, can't even perform. Can't even perform her finishing move to get the title. Let alone retain, because she's going to have to do it to retain it, damn it. It's darker days in the SmackDown Women's Division. I digress.
What is this shit? Did I get my lung for this? Did I get my kidney for this?
2 bills. Just because it was a new champion. That's the only reason I'm giving it 2 bills. That's the only reason on this green earth I'm giving it 2 bills.
All right, let's get this main event. The main event for Money in the Bank 2022 is your Money in the Bank ladder match for the World Championship match contract, a match that went 25 minutes and 25 seconds, says the Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. We have Drew McIntyre, Sheamus, Seth freaking Rollins, Sami Zayn, Riddle, Omos, Madcap Moss.
And the match seems to start. We're off on a good foot here. And what do you know, freaking Adam Pearce is stage 3 leukemia, bald heads, fucking glasses, tailored suit that he got from Bobo's in the Las Vegas Strip. He comes out. He says, he gets the crowd pumped up. I'm standing up right now. I'm thinking John freaking Cena's about to come out and do his thing. We got to see him at SummerSlam in Nashville, Tennessee. He comes out of here.
Hey, guys, so being in Vegas, I'm gonna see your 7 competitors, and I'm gonna raise you 1.
And when I tell you, I titillated all over the freaking living room when he said, I'll raise you 1. I'm thinking it's John Cena, okay? I'm thinking it's the man, the face that runs the freaking place. That could be AJ Styles if I gave a damn. Who is it? I give you time to think. Theory.
Why?
Theory. Let me scoot up a little bit more. Theory.
Ain't no reason for it.
He just lost clean to Bobby Lashley. Tap to the master lock, the hurt lock. And this cuck from Atlanta, Georgia, who's all of 24 years old. So, yes, Steve, you're doing better than me if that's what you're listening to saying right now, you bastard. You got a Money in the Bank briefcase. Okay? Vince McMahon ejected you into this match. The same way he ejected his scene on those pilgrimage spaces they got to go to court for. That's never the point. He got put into this match. And damn it, if you can tell by now, he wins the freaking match. We're still going to go over it. I just wanted to tell you. So you're not, why is he going to? Listen. Watch it. Come back to No DQ Pod. Leave your comment. Then we'll go from there. But, nevertheless, Omos standing center of the ring. Everybody literally hauls ass except for Drew McIntyre. You go from there. Agent, take it away.
So let's hit some highlights here.
Yes.
And then we can continue complaining about this, man. So Sammy's hiding while Omos literally kills everyone left, right, and center. Theory then gets his ass beat by Sheamus and Drew, which was actually a good spot where both of them are hitting the 10 bells of Baldrum. Mm-hmm. Omos gets buried by systematic oppression. I'm sorry, I misspelled that. 1 second. Ladders. Omos gets buried by ladders. Madcap Moss powerbombs Zayn on the ladder in the corner. Fucking kills him. So Zayn's dead for a little while.
Yeah, he's fighting a concussion right now.
Riddle climbs on top of the, 12-foot ladder in the middle of the ring.
Man.
And he hits a corkscrew off the top of the ladder.
Pretty dope. He gets a little hang 10, bro. He jumps on.
They send Omos outside the ring to pick his big ass up, throw him, send him flying through the announce table. And just when you think Drew's going to win, Butch comes out. Or as Pat McAfee says, that little bitch Butch comes out. He attacks McIntyre. Super RKO off the ladder to Rollins. Rollins is dead. He dies. We watched it. And then Theory comes out, sends Riddle off the ladder. And your new Mr. Money and the Bitch, Austin Xavier Alexander Theory. 3.5.
It's hard to give that half. I don't see why.
Why does it have to be him? Why do you give a heel the briefcase?
People on Instagram, great show, horrible ending. WTF, no. WWE really know how to end a good pay-per-view. Nobody wanted this. Vince will be proud. Use this as a dislike button.
What's the plan? Roman's a heel. You think? Okay, so Theory gonna really cash in on Lesnar?
No.
And win?
He can't even hit an A-town down on
Lesnar. There is not a cowboy shot in hell he's gonna cash in on Lesnar and win. So is he gonna be the first person to pin Roman?
There's not a Samoan bone in his body.
Is A-town down syndrome really gonna pin Roman, the tribal chief himself?
Theory isn't better than nobody in the Samoan family.
He can lace Solo Sikoa's damn boots. If the wild Samoans said lace our boots, which they don't wear boots because they're fucking Samoans, they're barefooted, he couldn't do it, damn it.
Oh my God.
He needs to shave the jock strap he has attached to his chin, get a different haircut, and stop. Because I'm pissed now. It should have been someone else. Not to mention our parlay got ruined. But also, it should have been someone else.
On top of that, you're someone else. Who you felt like should have won? If you could pick a guy or two.
Well, Riddle can't compete for the title again.
All right.
That's the stipulations as long as Roman's a champion.
Yeah.
I think it would have been interesting if Lesnar won at SummerSlam. Mm-hmm. But it's last minute staying, so he's beat down pretty bad.
Yeah.
Riddle cashed in. And then have Riddle and Lesnar would be kind of cool because they
both hate each other. Really,
yeah, in real life. But besides that, McIntyre seemed like the best option. Or Seth can always have it.
He's
reliable.
Big money Seth here instead of big.
But Drew is the face that can work with either one.
Yeah.
Seth, I guess he can work with either one too.
Yeah, I say. Yeah, for me, Seth. I like Seth and Sammy, you know, he's been doing a lot. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He's been around. He's paid his dues. Give the man a shot. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if you ask the guys from DraftKings, Omos was a pretty viable contender. Evidently, he really could have just carried the company. Can't carry anything else. We could carry the company.
He barely carries fucking 7,300 damn pounds. But, yeah, I give it a Theory really ruined it. It was a 4. That fucker got put in the match. He won, let alone. I like Riddle's corkscrew in time. They threw Omos to a fucking table. I like that. Took everybody
literally
in the arena to pick him up and throw him to the table. That was a good spot. I liked it. Like you said, Sami Zayn was supposed to get powerbombed on the ladder and missed half of it. They dumped freaking 17 ladders on Omos on the stage. Mm-hmm. It had its moments, but Riddle winning, man, it didn't do it for me. So I'll go 3.4. It's hard to give a fucking half, man. I did not want Theory to win at all. God, it's like they give him a Liv Morgan treatment, trying to force him on us.
That was really a wet blanket on the match. Like, I just, some people are saying maybe they might recreate the heist of the century with Theory. I just don't feel like that. I don't think that's going to, I don't know. I don't see where he, I just don't see where he has that appeal yet. He just doesn't. I don't think he's there yet to hold a championship. And if he's just going to cash in and lose it, what's the point? what's the point? I mean, we don't need Otis part two where he holds it and then loses it to The Miz and The Miz cashes in and has it for 2 days.
Right.
We don't need that again.
Well, the way this is going to say, you won't lose to fucking Logan Paul.
I would rather have Logan Paul be the champion. Damn it. At this point right now, as pissed as I am, which by the way, for those that don't know, a little bit of breaking news, which by the way, I haven't even consulted Tay on this, but I think we need to do a weekly news break when we get a chance to kind of just cover the news that's happened throughout the week. Mm-hmm. Logan Paul has signed a multi-year contract with the WWE. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were pissed off about it because he filmed a dead body like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But we live and we learn. We make mistakes. Triple H had sex with a dead body on TV.
Yeah. We make mistakes.
You know.
Stephanie slept with half the locker room. We all make mistakes.
I mean, Vince has done a lot of shit.
He's going the Bill Cosby route, but we all make mistakes.
Vince fought God at Backlash. So.
Yeah.
He won. He got sooner or later. Yeah. I would like to say good luck, but we both know what can happen to Vince. You know, so I'm all for it. I mean, he showed out at WrestleMania.
Yeah, he did pretty good.
He respects it. Mm-hmm. He takes it seriously. And say what you want about Logan Paul, but when he's passionate, he seems to be passionate about something.
Yeah. Like that other one guy, what's his name? Latino singer.
Bad Bunny.
Yeah, he did pretty good too. Yeah.
He was training with
the top rope and shit, took his bump.
He was training with the Mysterios, and Logan Paul's been trained by a few people, and like, he can get in the shape. We've seen him, you know, box. He can get in shape.
If you can have 8-year vets like Raquel Rodriguez do it, sign Logan Paul up.
Yeah, you bullshit on that one.
Sign him up.
And then the UFC girl,
Ronda.
No, some other chick, some Brazilian chick. She just signed too. All I know is her cake has been all out of her Twitter, so that's all I know.
Nikki Lyons?
No, different cake. Different cake.
All right.
Now, let's go ahead and get to our awards. We'll hit a news break sometime this week and fill y'all in everything that's going on.
Yep.
Let's get to our awards. The match of the night.
Tag team.
That was that's
Street Profits and the Usos.
Usos. Let's go. Worst match of the night.
You pick a women match. I agree with it. I'm going to give it to Ronda. The Money in the Bank or the SmackDown one?
I'm going to give it to the SmackDown one. I'm going to give it to women's. No, because the Oscar was really, really good.
They had good spots. Just
I'm going to give it to Carmella.
The rookies of that match made it suck.
I'm going to give it to Bianca and Carmella.
Yeah.
There was not a single part of that match that I cared in the least.
Yeah, Bianca cared.
I at least could stare at Natalya's boobs and then watch Ronda like be a bitch the entire time. So, the Kurt Angle performer of the night, sir. I'm going to give mine to Montez Ford.
Yeah. Yeah, I give it to him. Like you said, Angelo's coming along, but yeah, really Montez is. Yeah, he got it. A freaking Tope Suicidio, Tope Atomico over the freaking turnbuckle in the corner. God, the frog splash from the heavens of Allegiant Stadium.
Yeah, man flies for real.
He's on that list with Van Damme and Guerrero, man. He gets some height on that thing. Montez, if you're listening, I don't know about the best frog splash ever, brother, but you're getting there, David. I like it. Keep it up, bro.
Now we get our Ryback of the night, the worst of the night. I'm gonna go ahead. Carmella, Raquel Rodriguez. She provided so many botches tonight.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. I was definitely about to say Natalya. Raquel Rodriguez sucked a little bit more.
And you liked Natalya. You used to like Natalya.
Yeah, I did. She was normal. Yeah, actually, you know, winning matches, not going out smiling every day, calling people bitches the whole time, not doing anything, just
bitch.
Just put people in structure. That's all he does. Like, what is her moveset?
Apparently, it tears tendons and humbles champions. I will give it by giving
Liv Morgan humbled Ronda than freaking Natalya.
Liv Morgan did something in 35 seconds. Ronda couldn't do it all in minutes. And I thought Natalya was a heart. I thought she was the next in the line of the heart. So she had this legacy. Yeah, legacy my ass. Some little girl from New Jersey just made Ronda a bitch. Nonetheless. I say this does free up that SmackDown Women's Championship. Mm-hmm. It's not in the hands of someone who is quote unquote undefeatable.
Fun fact. Natalya, you had a chance to win a championship. What's today, my good man?
Today is July 2nd, 2022.
Saturday, right?
Yes.
You lost a fucking championship match a day after Canadian Day. Now, if that does anything, I bet you represent your country.
Mm.
All three of those hearts. Mm. One, turning his grave right now. The other two, piss poor that you didn't bring that title back to Canada.
Oh, Canada. Oh, Canada.
Drake, don't let her in the country.
Natalia let you down.
Justin Bieber, don't let her in the country. Natalia, you're American now.
Yeah, you're American. You're just like us. You just let we're used to being let down daily. So so you fit right in. You might as well pack up your shitty little cat and move over here to move down to Tallahassee. Cause that's where you deserve to be in Florida. The runner up to fucking Detroit, Michigan. Yeah. So she you're kind of convincing me to pick her now. I pick Natalia. Yeah, it's fucked up on
day after Canadian Day.
Day after Canada Day, you're gonna let us down like that.
How do you celebrate? You're enticing Kidder in Las Vegas. All you gotta do is get the championship. So you got the whole Vegas Strip to celebrate. It's Canadian Day. Damn it, you walking around with the flag on your back of your car if you feel like it. You fuck it up.
You fuck it up.
You're a national team, Canada, started by Shea Gilgeous Alexander. Beat the freaking crap out of Cape Verde, Madagascar, whoever the hell it was, the Antarctica national team, and you can't beat Ronda Rousey in 8 to 10 minutes, and Liv Morgan does it in 35 seconds.
35 seconds. 35 seconds. Damn shame. You let us down. Not me. I'm not Canadian, but you let Canadians down. And for that, we give you the ride back of the night. You sorry, Canadian piece of shit.
Yep.
New Jack spot of the night.
Did anybody really die? Like the Omos, they threw him to the table.
That was nice. Yeah. I'm going to give my New Jack spot of the night to the Super RKO.
That was dope. Rollins took that like a champ.
The Riddle corkscrew off the top of that ladder. I'm going to give him that.
I'll take the RKO. It's a little bit more vicious than the corkscrew, but I'll take the RKO.
Nia Jax, my hole of the night.
Raquel Rodriguez, like three of those on her own.
Yeah, man. I'm going to go with the trying to lift the ladder with both of them on there and just picking the wrong side up. Oh, no. Actually, I'm going to go with her lifting the ladder over her head, but she didn't hold on to the – and it, like, just drops over her shoulder. She goes – and, like, just drops on the side.
Hey, I'm going to go pick up a table. I'm only going to pick it up on one end. That's Raquel Rodriguez's logic of fucking thing. Hey. I'm going to go pick up a pizza box. I'm gonna grab it by the fucking corner. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, that's what she did. But she picked up a ladder.
Oh, this coffee cup.
Only by one side.
This coffee cup has a handle on it. Let me grab the lip of the cup. And then let me just drop the other side because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Don't you power lift? Isn't that your gimmick? You're strong? The hell, man.
Oh my goodness.
Whoever put this match together?
Put her in the match.
Sucks. You know who they took out of this match? They took Aaliyah out of this match.
Mm.
They said she wasn't impressive enough. That's why they put Raquel in here.
Mm.
She was a really.
Well, they got to live with that. Don't be surprised if the women money in the bank goes away. Don't be surprised if, like you said, Adrian, sees with some waivers handed out in the next couple of days for Raquel.
Everybody's getting their damn pink slip.
Lacey Evans.
Vince is damn near epileptic backstage. Well, not because of the match, but because of the pending lawsuit and him.
Absolutely.
But nonetheless, that's not that. So it comes down to our final grade of the night.
Tag team match was a 5. The men's match was a 3, 3.5. Lashley and Theory was pretty dope, unexpectedly.
I'm going to give the entire show a 3.
Yeah, I was leaning at 3, 3.5.
There are 2 or 3 matches I can see myself watching it at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Usos and Street Profits, I can watch that anytime. That's a classic.
But besides that, man,
that's a classic. Everything just seemed normal.
I would never watch any of these women's matches again.
Oh, no, we would never do that.
I wouldn't do it if someone said, we'll send you $10 to watch it and review it again. I'm straight.
Make it 100.
I've seen enough. I've seen enough for a few lifetimes. Wow, man. Next pay-per-view will be SummerSlam.
Baby!
We'll be there, and we'll have a live recording in the hotel after the show.
Yep. Nashville, Tennessee, the 615. LP Field, home of the Tennessee Titans, who blew a playoff spot because they brought Derrick Henry back too early. Vince McMahon, Stephanie is bringing SummerSlam to the Tennessee. That'd be great if you bring it to Neyland Stadium because we don't have to spend any gas money to go to Nashville. But different story for a different day. Neyland Stadium also seats 100,000. But we'll be in Nashville. Tay, Adrian, Blas.
I tell y'all what, I don't go to Nashville very often. I ain't got a damn reason on a sideways Tuesday of hell to go to Nashville. Because I tell you what, ain't nothing good from Nashville and ain't nothing good in Nashville until July 30th when we go to Nissan Stadium for SummerSlam. Because if you think we getting country, no, we not. Because we about to get buck ass wild. I tell you what. Last time I went to Nashville, mm-hmm. I said I do. This time I go to Nashville, I'm going to say I did. Because we about to get wild. And y'all are going to hear it when we are there and we're getting crazy. We'll be vlogging. We'll be talking. We'll be podcasting. Laz is going to come home with a damn leg missing. Because you're going to shoot it off like Cheddar Bob. We're about to go wild.
Oh, yeah.
Because finally, WWE has brought a pay-per-view that's worth the shit.
Yep.
To Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. And already got two matches lined up. You got Reigns and Lesnar for like the 17th fucking time. Still going to be a good match. And you got Logan Paul and The Miz. So it's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
That's only two out of the 18.
And they have to have 28 days to build it.
Yep.
So we don't get a lot in Tennessee. We'll get the house shows, we'll get the occasional Raw, SmackDown. Mm-hmm. We ain't ever going to Memphis for nothing.
Oh, no. I like to live.
They brought SummerSlam. And SummerSlam for the past 5 years, they've been pretty good. Mm-hmm. So they brought SummerSlam. We got SummerSlam. We're going to have a solid show. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about what we can do. Of course, you guys are going to have a few podcasts in between there. But that's going to be our big – that'll be our heavy hitter for the month. I'm pretty excited about that. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut a promo on you guys. It just happens to be that sometimes certain cities stir up something
else. Yep.
But this has been the No Swapping Issues podcast. I'm Adrian.
I'm Tay.
Make sure you follow us on Twitter, _DQ. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, No Swapping Issues podcast. Make sure mm-hmm. you follow us on TikTok, No Swapping Issues podcast. Join the Facebook, No Disqualifications podcast. If you're not catching on to the trend yet, you are one dumb son of a bitch. I tell you what, make sure you follow me on Instagram at @A_BlueBay14. Tay, where can they find you, baby?
Find me on Instagram at Tay for short, FORSHORT _. YouTube, go subscribe. Feel free, you know, say who you are, how you get here. No DQ podcast. Greatly appreciate it. TaySki29. TaySki29. I really appreciate it.
And make sure you follow Laszlo. His tag is